And as the treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says, Facebook has refriended Australia, and that means news and info pages like our Triple M The Border page, amongst others, should start showing content again in the coming days. Stephen Fenwick is the editor at techguide.com.au, and he's been helping us make sense of it all. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, so what is the absolute latest? Is it just going to be business as usual again in the coming days?
Well, on the outside, yeah, it will appear that way. The news pages will eventually be up and running, including yours, including mine. But what's happened in the 6 days where there's been the news blackout,
yep.
There's been a little bit of to and froing here, and Facebook has agreed to the code, the news media bargaining code. After the government, though, admitted there were some amendments made to satisfy Facebook in some areas. So it wasn't a case of everyone, one side of the whole decision getting their own way. It was a little bit of a compromise reached. So I think that it's important that we've actually got Facebook back to the table to begin with, but also even better news that we've come to an agreement, and now with this news media bargaining code in place, it now gives news companies the ability now to negotiate with Facebook directly and to make their deals how they see fit. So it's kind of put a framework in place, like a working framework that they have to follow. So whether you're Channel 9, News Limited, or a regional title, the beauty of the bargaining code is it gives every news outlet equal opportunity to seek some kind of agreement if that's what you want.
Now, I kind of get that bit, but then we, and as you were saying, your page and our page, Triple M The Border, was affected by it. So does that mean that we can go, Triple M The Border can go to Facebook and say, hey, you need to pay us for content?
Well, again, that's up to the individual news company.
Right,
I think there may be an approach. Facebook may make an approach. They might say, look, you're classified as this type of site, and if you want to, we can make a deal in this area. So that's yet to be seen. I think that you will be hearing from Facebook because of what's happened with this agreement.
Yeah, right.
And there will be some kind of path for you to take, whether you want to keep things as they are, whether you want to be paid for your links, what the deal's going to be. That's between you and Facebook.
Yeah, gotcha.
But the reason that agreement is going to be there is because of this news media bargaining code. So they do have to operate in that way if they want to do business in Australia.
Gotcha. All right. Well, one more question then. Could it all go pear-shaped and then we're in the same boat again in weeks or months, or will we, do you think we'll definitely now have it as we have for years?
Well, no, I think we're okay. The bargaining code is kind of our safety net now, where they've agreed to abide by it. It's sort of, they've agreed to sort of play by the rules now. So I can't see this happening again unless there's some radical change that the government wants to push through. But I can't see that as a possibility. So, I think we're all on the same team now. We're friends again, as Josh Frydenberg said. But it was a battle of the Bergs. Josh Frydenberg and Mark Zuckerberg doing the deal for us.
It was, and I guess we kind of won, or the news companies especially that will get paid.
Oh, absolutely. So, and you know what? Other countries are looking at us with interest as well. Like other countries are seeing what's happened here, and I think they're going to use you're going to use what happened here as their own framework as well. There was already talk during the ban that other countries who are drafting these sorts of laws to deal with big tech companies were seriously looking at our news media bargaining code and taking a leaf out of our book.
Oh, interesting times ahead. To get the very latest on everything tech, go to techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick is the editor. Thank you so much, Stephen. I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon about all things tech.
I hope so. Look forward to it. Thanks a lot.